The Militant, Volume 89, Number 20, May 26, 2025. On the Picket Line. Help the Militant cover labor struggles around the world. This column is dedicated to spreading the truth about workers' struggles for a union movement in every workplace today. It gives a voice to those engaged in battle and helps build solidarity. We need your help to make it a success. If you're involved in a skirmish or strike or know other workers who are, please contact us at 212-244-4899 or themilitant@mac.com. We'll work together to ensure your story gets told. UK refuse workers strike in ninth week wins support, by Andres Mendoza, Birmingham, England. The strike by hundreds of refuse workers here, members of the Unite Union, has entered its ninth week and is winning support. 11 drivers at Perry Bar, one of three refuse depots who were previously crossing the picket line, have now joined the strike. They've responded to the council expanding its attack. Paul Boddy, a striker from the Lifford Lane Depot, told the Militant, "The strike started in response to Birmingham Council's decision to get rid of a safety-critical loader's job, with workers downgraded and getting a pay cut. Now, in the works is downgrading the 200 drivers," he added. "For drivers like Boddy, putting us on grade 3 will mean a pay cut of £9,000, $11,850 US per year, lost forever, including for new recruits. What's at stake is the future of the union." The council's cost-cutting attacks come on the heels of its 2023 bankruptcy declaration. "If they're bankrupt, don't take it out on the workers. We didn't cause this problem," striker Adrian Hyde told BBC News. "If Birmingham Council gets away with this, others will be certain to follow suit," Simon Edwards said. He is the Unite Branch Secretary for Refuse Workers in Cardiff, Wales, and one of four from there who joined a demonstration outside the Lifford Lane Depot May 9th. Some 150 union members and strike supporters from around the country participated, swelling the numbers on the picket line to 200. The Birmingham Council closed the depot because of the action, and no trucks went out that day. Participants included a delegation from the East Midlands region of the Fire Brigades Union. Mick Wayland, General Secretary of the Associated Society of Locomotive Engineers and Firemen, and Daniel Kibedi, General Secretary of the National Education Union. A motion supporting the strikers was passed by delegates at the Rail, Maritime, and Transport Workers National Industrial Organizing Conference of Transport Cleaning Workers, May 9th. "You are standing up for all of us," the rail workers' message said. End of article.